Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Washington meeting with President Donald Trump today. Trade and security were the focus in a press conference given by the two leaders. Here's President Trump.
I pledge to work with you in pursuit of our many shared interests. This includes a stronger trading relationship between the United States and Canada. It includes safe, efficient, and responsible cross-border travel and migration. And it includes close partnership on domestic and international security.
Well, joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Meghna.
So this is the president's third meeting with a foreign leader. What were your impressions seeing both Trump and Trudeau together? Did they seem to get off on the right foot?
It seemed a tad bit theatrical. It seemed as though the generational difference between them, which is 25 years, was showing a bit. One could sense the political imperative for particularly the Canadian prime minister, because on the one hand, he has been quite aggressively opposed to Donald Trump as the president of the United States. On the other, he has made great adjustments in his own government to adapt to Donald Trump and to his regime. And he absolutely needs this relationship with the United States, which is where 3/4 of Canada's exports go and where 2.5 million of their jobs
right.
come from.
So, Ron, I mean, do you think that Prime Minister Trudeau did walk that fine line successfully today?
He did, in my opinion. I think he seemed less than thrilled about being there, and there was a particular kind of quality of great care about his answers. One could even take his answers in French and his answers in English as a kind of metaphor for his necessity of talking to one country and then talking to another.
Mm. Well, let's talk a little bit more about trade, because, of course, it's, as you mentioned, Ron, a huge issue for the United States and Canada. Justin Trudeau is very supportive of the North American Free Trade Agreement. I mean, what did he and the president say about how NAFTA works for the U.S. and Canada, or how they might change it?
In essence, Donald Trump's attitude towards NAFTA is tweaking when he looks to the north and tearing it all up when he looks to the south. His problems with NAFTA have been overwhelmingly with Mexico and not with the Canadian partner. And, of course, all three are the partners in NAFTA. And so this is not entirely a symmetrical set of problems. And Donald Trump is clearly trying to recruit Justin Trudeau to be on his side in a new sort of North Atlantic definition of our interest sphere, which would include Great Britain, Canada, and the United States.
Mm. And as you mentioned, Ron, 75% of Canadian exports come to the United States. A not insignificant 18% of American exports go to Canada. So a pretty deep relationship there. Let's talk for a second about security, because there were some questions about the president's executive order on immigration. Now, immigration and refugees may be the biggest difference between President Trump and Prime Minister Trudeau in terms of their position and their values. Prime Minister Trudeau, in the press conference today, said the United States and Canada have been friends and partners for a long time, but then he said this.
But there have been times where we have differed in our approaches, and that's always been done firmly and respectfully. The last thing Canadians expect is for me to come down and lecture another country on how they choose to govern themselves. My role and our responsibility is to continue to govern in such a way that reflects Canadians' approach and be a positive example in the world.
Ron, this is one of the reasons why I love radio, because in listening to the Prime Minister, you can almost hear him judge every step and wonder which eggshell he's about to break.
Exactly. And, you know, maybe the very last thing Canadians would expect would not be him going down to the United States to lecture, but him bringing back a lecture from the United States to then give to Canadians on behalf of Donald Trump. That they do not expect and would not accept.
Mm. Ron, I mean, that last thing that we played in the cut from Prime Minister Trudeau, when he says governing in such a way that reflects Canada's approach and be a positive example in the world, is that the Prime Minister throwing a tiny bit of shade Donald Trump's way?
It could be listened to or heard that way, and perhaps Trudeau hopes it will be by those who have very, very, very long rabbit ears whenever he's talking about Donald Trump and really want to hear something like that. It could probably also be walked back and someone could say, oh, no, no, of course, the prime minister did not mean any such thing.
Last couple seconds, Ron. What is the president hoping to get out of this meeting with Justin Trudeau?
He's looking for another friendly meeting with another friendly country so that he can put himself forward as a positive leader on the world stage and not as someone who is snarling at the rest of the world as he did so much during the campaign. That would be much more befitting of a president in his first month in office.
That's NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, always such a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Meghna.